Don't criticize dynamic preachers if they're preaching the truth with zeal. Okay? Now, let me explain something right now. You know, there's a term that we often use for people who are Baptist, who are more political than they are biblically based. These are the people that when election time comes around, doctrine goes on the back burner. Okay? We call these people what? Fox News Baptists. Okay, you guys ever heard that? We say these are the Fox News Baptists. And I don't know if you noticed, but this is not a Fox News Baptist church, okay? But there's tons of them out there. And why do they exist? How do they get to the point? How do they get to where they're at? Well, I'm going to explain to you how. Okay, and I was actually discussing this with the guys a couple days ago, and I believe this is right. The reason so many Christians, not just pastors, but the reason so many Christians love going to Fox News to listen to Tucker Carlson, back in the day, Sean Hannity, you know, Rush Limbaugh or whatever. I don't even know if he's on Fox, but he's part of that conservative party. The reason they like these guys, okay, is because of the fact that I'm sure there was preachers back in the day who told pastors, hey, you're going a little overboard, a little too zealous, you need to tone it down, you know. And these pastors, they toned it down. They weren't being sensational. So what do people do? They go to a sensationalist. If they're not getting the truth with sensationalism here, they're going to look for it somewhere else. And you ask anybody about why they like Tucker Carlson, they're like, oh man, because he just tells it like it is. Even though he's Episcopalian or something? Or Catholic? I don't know. All the same, right? They're like, oh, he tells it like it is. He just, man, he says things that others would not say. But folks, that is actually given to the pastor to do. So the reason church members have become Fox News Baptists is because not because they hate the truth. It's because the pastors are not given the truth with sensationalism. So they go to these sensational talk show hosts to hear the truth. The pastor's not preaching against BLM. Right? They're not preaching against Black Lives Matter. So what do? They go to the Fox News Baptist who is. Or if the Fox News talk show host who is. The pastor's not talking about sodomy or sodomites and what the Bible says about it. So what do? They go to Fox News to figure out what it is that they should believe. Folks, the church is the pillar and ground of truth. Amen. And if the pastor was sensational and exciting, you wouldn't have all these Fox News Baptists going to Tucker Carlson, going to Sean Hannity, going to all these other people who are not saved. Right? Who are not saved. They wouldn't be going to them. They would get their views molded by the Word of God and God's house. So don't tell me, oh, you're just going overboard. Well, yeah, I need to go overboard so that people in my church don't go to Fox News. Yeah, I need to be sensational and preach on controversial things. Call attention to myself because I got the message of God's word. Because if I don't do it, they're going to go to the message of Fox News. That's what they're going to do. And that was the problem of the previous generation, folks. Where pastors say, hey, you're just going to go a little too much. You just, you know, why do you got to say all those crazy things? You know, you don't got to, you could just be like any other pastor. Let's just be completely normal. And okay, then you know what? Our people are going to find this somewhere else. And it happened. Folks, the pastor of today for old IFB churches, the favorite pastor of today is Tucker Carlson. He's the favorite. People love him. Oh, I just can't wait to get home and click on Tucker Carlson. You know, see what he's got to say. This little clip, 5-minute clip or whatever. You know, because they're not getting it from their church.